Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This morning, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch acknowledged that an impromptu conversation she had on board her plane Monday with former President Bill Clinton cast a shadow on the work of the Department of Justice, and she wouldn't do it again. The work is the investigation into whether Hillary Clinton mishandled classified information by using a private email server. Lynch said she expects to accept whatever recommendations the career lawyers and FBI agents who are handling the case present to her.
I understand how people view it, and I think that because of that and because of the fact that it has now cast a shadow over how this case may be perceived, no matter how it's resolved, it's important to make it clear that that meeting with President Clinton does not have a bearing on how this matter is going to be reviewed, resolved, and accepted by me.
So just the end of another week on the campaign trail with just a couple weeks to go until the political convention. So with that, let's get to our weekly wrap of 2016 politics.
Here and now.
2016.
Joining us now, Julie Mason, host of The Press Pool on Sirius XM. Hi, Julie.
Hey, guys, that never gets old.
And Jesse Holland, manager of social media for AP Politics. Jesse, welcome back to you as well.
Yeah, I love it, too. I always feel good hearing that.
Okay. Well, so we know some listeners, you know, are thinking maybe a new band, but we'll see. Jesse, I want to start with you and with Loretta Lynch. Now, there are a lot of people who, you know, thought she was actually sitting there sifting through the evidence and doing the investigation. She might have assuaged them by talking today to Jonathan Capehart at the Aspen Ideas Festival in Colorado about how, no, it's career lawyers who are doing this. But he pushed her to, you know, and she said, I'm not recusing myself. I do accept expect to accept the decision of the career lawyers, but also it's my job to review it. So is that going to put out the fires?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
The problem with Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton is just adds another layer to the people who are not going, who want to see the Justice Department say Hillary Clinton absolutely positively did something wrong. All this does is give more ammunition to Hillary Clinton's opponents to say she's crooked, she did something wrong, and now the Obama administration is not going to punish her. The best thing Loretta Lynch could have done was not have that meeting, but now she has to find some type of way to get the stench of corruption, of possible corruption, off of what she did. Mm. And that's why you heard her say that today.
Mm. Julie, why did Bill Clinton have that meeting? Because it's almost riskier for him than for her.
Yeah, well, he does whatever he wants, as we've seen over and over again. And, you know, a couple of friends, he had appointed her to be attorney general years ago back in the 90s. They had a relationship going back. This wasn't like a nice to meet you kind of thing. But once again, it's another unforced error by the Democrats. And it's, you know, it was bad for the campaign at a time when Hillary Clinton has to maintain whatever she's doing in order to stay well above Donald Trump in the polls.
Speaking of Hillary Clinton, this was also a week that another big ongoing issue popped up, which was the Benghazi report that the Republicans have been working on now for a couple of years. They finally released it. It didn't have any new allegations of wrongdoing by Hillary Clinton, but at a women's luncheon in Chicago, she acknowledges that she has some work to do in convincing voters that she's trustworthy. Here she is.
You know, you hear 25 years worth of wild accusations, anyone would start to wonder. And it certainly is true. I've made mistakes. I don't know anyone who hasn't. So I understand people having questions.
Jesse, are those questions going to continue despite this report?
Of course. They're going to continue all the way through November. And if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, they'll continue for at least four more years. It's one of those issues that once your political opponents have their teeth into it, they're not going to let it go. We're going to hear more and more about Benghazi for the next few months until the election. Then if she wins, we'll hear more about it during the – I guarantee you there'll probably be at least a couple of more investigations of it. It's just one of those issues that the Republicans think – their voters care about, and they're going to keep pushing it.
Yeah. Jesse, you've had all the easy questions. Your answer is, of course, of course. Julie, I want you to take this next one. Donald Trump has continued to link Clinton to trade deals like NAFTA and the TPP. Let's listen.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is another disaster done and pushed by special interests who want to rape our country, just a continuing rape of our country. That's what it is, too. It's a harsh word. It's a rape of our country.
Okay. And Julie Mason.
What a charming analogy.
Well, you know, some people objected to the use of the word, which he sounded like he anticipated. But, you know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, it came out and tweeting against him. I mean, this is, you know, he's bucking.
The Republican Party.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Republican Party is for that trade deal. If he's going to talk about who's against it, he ought to talk about the leaders of the party which he seeks to lead. Hillary Clinton, yeah, she was very instrumental in crafting or framing that trade deal. Now says she's not happy with it, which, you know, is a problem of her own, this perception that she's whichever way the wind blows on politics. But, you know, his problem isn't really with her on this as much as it is with his own party.
Yeah.
What about the really crazy Trump news this week, which was that BuzzFeed reported?
How do you pick?
Yeah,
which one?
No, this one I think actually rises above even many weeks of this, which is BuzzFeed reported that he had a phone console near his bed at his Mar-a-Lago resort that allowed him to listen in to anyone's phone calls at Mar-a-Lago when they were there. And then there's another story in the New York Times this week about the Trump Institute. This real estate seminars that he was putting on that used plagiarized material. Is any of this going to matter, Jesse or Julie? Julie, it's you. It's you, Julie.
Okay. All right. Well, that's part of the problem with Donald Trump, right? And there's been some great reporting in The Washington Post, too, by David Farenthold about his promises on donating to charity, which do not match his actual contributions. He actually took charitable donations to buy a Tim Tebow autographed helmet. And which normally, under normal circumstances, these would be the kind of stories that would sink a candidate. But with Donald Trump, there is always such a welter of crazy bad news that nothing really seems to land.
Well, there's also, you know, potentially more serious news, although I really want it confirmed whether or not he listened to people's phone calls as staying at his hotel.
Yeah, Jesse, do you have any thoughts on that, by the way?
I assume he did.
Well, it's one of those
weird
things.
Workers say he did, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those weird things where if he did, how could you this guy be the nominee? But it doesn't, like Julie said, nothing seems to stick. Are we getting into controversy fatigue with Donald Trump? Well, no, nothing seems to stick.
Well, what about the, you know, being criticized for moments like this on the campaign trail in New Hampshire yesterday? Let's listen.
Why aren't we putting our military retirees on that border or in TSA? Get rid of all these heebie-jobbies they wear at TSA.
Well,
I've seen them myself.
I understand.
We need
that.
The veterans back in there to take it. They've fought for this country and defended it. They'll still do it.
You know, Julie,
Thank you, both of you.
And we are looking at that.
He says, we're looking at that. And it brings to mind to many the John McCain moment where he took the microphone away from the woman who said that Barack Obama was a Muslim. He said, no, ma'am, no. Here he does not push back on that. But here's where there are a lot of Americans who are, you know, they don't consider themselves racist, they don't consider themselves xenophobic, but they are a little concerned about Muslims working at the airport, and they don't know what to do with that. I mean,
and here's an opportunity for a leader, for a confident leader, to step up and say, you know what, some of our vets wear the hijab and served in wars for us, and they needed a job, and, you know, et cetera. It's an opportunity to educate, not to validate.
Yeah, Jesse?
Well, and that's the problem that a lot of people are seeing right now, including some of the Republicans. Keep in mind, in 2012, they said that they needed to attract more minority to the party. And then you have their nominee like Donald Trump, who had an opportunity to say, we're not going to profile anyone right there. And he didn't say it. He just said, we'll look into it. That's not the image that a lot of Republicans want to see for their party in the future. But that's what Donald Trump's doing.
Julie, why has Bernie Sanders not endorsed Hillary Clinton yet? And does he still think there's a chance he's going to be the nominee?
Well, what a miscalculation by Bernie Sanders. We're up to – it's almost a month now that he's been withholding his endorsement, awaiting concessions. He has completely lost his moment. He overinterpreted his mandate, overplayed his hand, and now he's irrelevant.
But some of his followers may not think that. They think, good for you, hold out for the platform committee.
Okay. Thousands of people are disenchanted. Well, I mean, that's America. She doesn't need him anymore. That's the thing. She is plowing on without him. There was a time when there was some, okay, well, let's see what Bernie wants and what we can do for him. And now it's like, dude, forget it.
And why all this talk about the platform committee, by the way? Does anybody care what the party platform is at the convention?
Apparently,
really?
Only Bernie Sanders.
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think there have been some battles about platforms that have led to later, you know, changes in policy and legislation. You know, I think gay rights and things like that. And, you know,
But not because it was on the platform.
Yeah, but well, yeah,
that's where the fights start. Come on.
Well, anyway, this platform was unanimously approved, including by the Sanders people.
Yeah. Julie, just quick on the Veep stakes. Is there going to be any news there?
It's going to be so underwhelming. I'm so underwhelmed. I know all the choices are boring and horrible.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can you tell a holiday's coming?
Yes. Yes. That's Jesse Holland, manager of the AP Politics social media accounts, Julie Mason, host of the Press Pool on Sirius XM. We wish you both
happy 4th of July, guys.
Happy holiday.
Very happy.
Thank you.